The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Here. We'll give you the toll-free numbers, the Skype username as well, that allow you to take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. Tonight, with you in studio, you've got Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Daryl.
And, of course, you can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. The features, the main feature right there on the front page of the website, allows you, the listeners, to suggest show topics for us. And other listeners can see them and vote on them, so you can vote the ones you like up or vote the ones you don't like down.
Voting is violent.
In this case, it's not. In this case, it's just fun. And you can do it all for free over at freetalklive.com. The ridiculous news continues to come out of Venezuela, where now President Nicolas Maduro has asked women in the country to stop using their hair dryers. According to the independent.co.uk, they need to save electricity there in Venezuela. And so he says that, quote, "I think a woman looks better when she runs her fingers through her hair and lets it dry naturally."
Wow. I think a dictator looks better when he bleeds profusely, but we all have our own ideas of aesthetics.
Now, Nicolas Maduro, who is, of course, the successor to Hugo Chavez, who died a few years ago, has announced a decree giving state employees Fridays off for 2 months as part of measures to offset a crippling electricity shortage. He urged his compatriots to increase other efforts to save power, including cutting appliance use and raising the temperature on air conditioning units. Recommending this is because it's the people's paradise down there.
Yeah. Now, the savings of energy, you can't really appreciate the irony of it until you consider that Venezuela is sitting on top of huge, huge oil deposits.
Yeah.
And they're not able to turn it into electricity reliably because they're doing everything through a socialist system. And it's amazing to watch.
They blame America.
Right, just like...
It's all our fault that they can't pull their oil out of their ground and burn it in their plants and transmit it over their wires. That's America's doing.
Gas is dirt cheap in Venezuela, by the way. They did recently, I think, increased by sixfold or whatever the price of gasoline within the country, but it's still dirt cheap. I mean, it costs next to nothing to fill your tank in Venezuela, so it's not like they don't have the gas. But for whatever reason, Rich, as you're pointing out, it's just not translating into any amount of appreciable energy for the country.
Well, they sabotaged their entire industrial base.
That much is true.
And they probably can't afford to just buy generators.
And by sabotage, you mean nationalize, because a lot of the companies in Venezuela have been taken over by the Venezuelan government and, you know, basically run into the ground.
Either taken over de facto or de jure. In some cases, they nationalize them. In other cases, they destroy them through price controls, minimum wages, all the things that Bernie Sanders wants to do here.
Yeah, in fact, Jeff Berwick from the Dollar Vigilante has recently visited Venezuela. He went down there with Luke Radowski from We Are Change. They made a pretty interesting video, and Jeff actually wrote an article about the experience. So we'll share some of that and how he's comparing it directly to what Bernie Sanders is talking about here in the United States.
And the fuel prices went up 60-fold.
Oh, 60-fold.
From 0.1 bolivar per liter to 6 bolivars per liter.
Which is still next to nothing.
Isn't a bolivar worth about a penny?
95 cents.
Currently, a bolivar...
The official exchange rate is 95 cents.
Yeah, ignore that, because the official exchange rate in Venezuela is set by the government.
Right.
And the real exchange rate is set by the black market. And the last time I looked, it was 800 to 1, meaning that you could give, in the black market, you could get 800 bolivars. Actually, what they now are calling the strong bolivar. It was the regular bolivar, like a decade or 15 years ago, and then in Hugo Chavez's reign, he created the strong boulevard, which is worth 10 of the old boulevard. So now the strong boulevard, you can get 800 strong boulevards for $1, whereas the official exchange rate is 10 to 1, meaning it's a huge differentiation between what the boulevard is really worth and what the government says it's supposed to be worth.
Hyperinflation, for those who don't know about know what it is, it's basically national bankruptcy. A nation that prints its own money will always be able to print more money and give it to you. When you know that they're bankrupt, when their money isn't worth anything and you don't want it.
The illusion's over.
Exactly.
And people, at this point, in the video that Jeff Berwick and Luke Radowski made, that is on the We Are Change YouTube channel right now, they show like a backpack full of money, and they point out that this is like what you need to buy dinner, basically, just a backpack full of cash. And it's absolutely insane. The hyperinflation there is nuts. So going on here, President Maduro also called on Venezuelans to make small changes to their routines, including embracing the tropical heat and hanging clothes out to dry instead of using dryers.
Wow,
heat. He's only offering change. They don't even have any hope to go with it.
No. You hope that the tropical heat will dry out your hair quicker than the blow dryer will.
Yeah, not if it's a damp heat, that's for sure. Recommending that women reduce hair dryer use to special occasions. He did say that he thinks it's better when she just runs her fingers through her hair and lets it dry naturally. He says, it's just an idea I have. Now, remember, this is the same man who believes that Hugo Chavez speaks to him through a little bird. Just, you know, to bring you up to speed on this guy.
Is this the one that went and talked to Saunders for a while?
I did hear that Sanders was talking to a bird, too.
Yeah,
right?
There was a bird that came up and landed on his podium. I wonder if it was Chavez's bird.
Not everyone welcomed the advice, with one Caracas resident telling Al Jazeera, quote, if the president thinks that not blow-drying our hair is going to help, then the problem is far worse than we thought. The government has declared Fridays as a non-working day for the public sector for the next 60 days as this economic and energy crisis combine to cause food shortages and long supermarket queues, which has been going on for quite a while now.
And people not working on Friday will not get food onto the shelves quicker.
Well, right, because he did nationalize at least one grocery chain that I'm aware of. There may still be, I believe there's one major grocery chain that still is privately owned, and frequently Nicolas Maduro will accuse the owner of that private grocery chain as being part of the problem for the country. He'll blame him for, you know, food shortages and things, when the reality is they can't buy anything, they can't import anything, because the people who might otherwise be willing to import food into the country do not want to accept bolivars as payment.
Right.
Because they would have to accept them. Because they would have to accept them at the official exchange rate.
Right, and why would you do that? That makes absolutely no sense.
Right, so they just don't do business in Venezuela. They'll go to every other South American country and, you know, distribute food there, but not Venezuela.
These greedy capitalists won't cut their own throats. What's the matter with them?
And then, didn't the Venezuelan government stop counting inflation a couple of months ago?
Yeah, there are certain numbers they're not reporting anymore. Yeah, the inflation-related numbers.
Yeah, because the most recent thing I'm seeing is from February, and they report inflation was 720%.
Around 70% of Venezuela's electricity comes from a hydroelectric plant at the Guri Dam, which holds back the Caroni River in southeastern state of Bolivar. Officials have been warning for weeks that the water level behind it has fallen to near its minimum operating level, meaning it may soon have to be shut down entirely. Mr. Maduro's socialist administration blames the crisis on a drought caused by the El Nino weather phenomenon and acts of sabotage by its opponents, which is usually the U.S. government.
Yeah, it's snowball.
Snowball, are you referencing Animal Farm?
Yeah, Snowball and Animal Farm, and it's Goldstein in 1984.
Something that you can conveniently blame aside from the administration.
Basically. Yes, yes, political enemies of the administration that will stop at nothing to sabotage the windmill or what have you.
Yes, if it weren't for that United States government, then we would be awash in power here in Venezuela.
We would know how to burn oil and make electricity out of it.
You know, it's so funny, but it's also sad. So I you know,
always tragic for the people who are living there. It's truly one of those things where you either laugh or you cry.
Right. It's horrifying for them because they're in the midst of it. And Jeff Berwick and Luke Radowski over at We Are Change went down there recently and made a pretty harrowing video of their visit. We'll tell you more about that. You can share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. Bring up what you want on Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidocare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry, and light solution to pain. The Lidocare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu. For long-lasting relief, you can wear. Available at CVS.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE.
That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There's a couple of countries that I just am kind of really interested in keeping an eye on here on Free Talk Live, and one of them is North Korea. The other one is Venezuela. And Venezuela is more accessible as far as there's more information coming out of there. The people there actually have access to the internet. Some of them do. And unlike North Korea, which is basically a total prison state, it's impossible to get any information out of there with the exception of what little bit leaks out from the people who have managed to escape later on. So yeah, Venezuela is just more of kind of an interesting place because of that, because we really get to see the inside and the ugly failure of socialism that is happening there, which, as you pointed out, Rich, is a true tragedy for the people who are living there. And the folks from We Are Change, Luke Radowski and Jeff Berwick from the Dollar Vigilante, went down there recently, and they posted a video over at the We Are Change YouTube channel, which is really worth watching, I think. And then Jeff's got an article which we'll share for you here in moments. But first, the latest news out of Venezuela is that President Nicolas Maduro has asked women in Venezuela to stop using hair dryers. Further, he also is requesting that you no longer dry your clothes with a tumble dryer, with an electronic dryer, but that you go ahead and just hang your clothes out.
Take use of the tropical climate.
That's right.
He and says hang them outside.
Yeah, he says to embrace the tropical weather there and, you know, cut back on your air conditioning, because right now they say that there's an electricity crisis, which they blame on the El Nino weather phenomenon causing a drought, which has affected the Guri dams.
Are they blaming global warming? I'd be surprised if they missed that opportunity.
and further, he says sabotage is also one of the reasons why they just can't deliver power reliably. Which
so
is the same thing,
El Nino
mm-hmm.
and sabotage.
That's correct.
And somehow, I'm guessing the Americans are the ones that sabotaged something.
Usually
and
that's
probably
who they blame.
Americans created El Nino, so therefore Americans.
Usually they blame the United States. And that is also what happens in North Korea, where there's power shortages at nighttime, which result in electricity cutting out completely.
But the
and they
funny
blame
thing
the US
is, Venezuela is in the Americas, so when they blame Americans, they're blaming themselves.
The president's emergency measures sparked ridicule from critics who have predicted an acute recession. The story from independent.co.uk. Maria Corina Machado is an opposition politician. She says just because Maduro doesn't work Monday to Friday, Saturday or Sunday, doesn't mean we Venezuelans are like that. What we want is to keep working and for you, Maduro, to go. Now, if you are a popular opposition politician, Maduro will lock you in a prison cell, which is what he did to his opposition during the previous election in 2015. Mm-hmm. So, it's a pretty dangerous thing to speak out against the government there in Venezuela. His rambling...
And it's a gun-free zone as well.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Quite gun-free. In fact, that's one of the things they pointed out in the video at We Are Change, is there's signage about this everywhere. Businesses are required to disallow firearms from being on their premises. The security guards at the guard at the hotel, they said, was like cowering behind the front doors after nightfall because he doesn't have any kind of gun. He has no way of actually being a security guard. He's just a man with a uniform.
Yeah. And they're at the state where really the time has come in Venezuela to start shooting cops. I mean, there's nowhere else to go from there but revolution. He's not going to step down. He's not going to allow fair elections. He's going to continue jailing opposition candidates and anyone else who opposes him, which means that the only thing that is going to help Venezuela is if they actually revolt, and they are helpless with no guns. So
the cops
I don't know
have
what
guns.
I would
the criminals
propose.
Have guns.
If I had a whole bunch of money and I wanted to save Venezuela, airdrops of crates of weapons everywhere.
Give him some Liberators.
3D Give him some Liberators. Pistols.
His rambling and sometimes expletive-laden late-night speeches have irked many Venezuelans struggling to make ends meet and desperate for a solution to the crisis. They did mention earlier in the story the lines at the grocery stores, which, you know, people are literally waiting for hours just to get access to the most basic of staples,
or
chicken,
so
rice.
We've been told there's no photos because that's illegal
well, there
now.
Are. There's still some photos. And there's still... They're still coming out. The South American nation has grappled with blackouts for years, including one that took Mr. Maduro himself by surprise as he delivered a national address on live television. Caracas occasionally shuts down because of citywide losses of power, and some rural areas are living mostly in the dark. Mr. Maduro gave workers a full week off in March to save electricity and cut the hours of more than 100 shopping centers across the country in the previous month. Can you imagine that? The president gets to decide when your shopping center is allowed to open and when it's not. Together with other measures, he hopes to reduce electricity consumption by at least 20%, which, by the way, his predecessor, Hugo Chavez, promised to solve the very same problem back in 2010.
Well, if we can just, you know, keep reducing it 20% every couple of years, then eventually we'll get it down to zero where it should be.
Actually, you could never get to zero if you reduced it 20% every couple of years.
But the limit would approach zero.
Yeah, you'd get close, but you could.
Yeah.
It's like, well, anyway.
There's the joke. What did socialists use before candles? Electricity.
Other Latin American countries are also grappling with the drought, though still working normal weeks. Juan Manuel Santo, the president of Colombia, has been urging citizens to cut back on power consumption to avoid rationing, while the Panama Canal is imposing restrictions on ships as they are also struggling with low water levels. So if you want to share your thoughts here tonight on socialism in Venezuela, please do. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Low water levels in the Panama Canal?
That's what they're claiming.
Isn't the ocean supposed to be rising due to global warming?
Yes.
How could that lead to low water levels in the Panama Canal?
Mismanagement.
It's connected
of the
on both ends to the ocean, and it's not very long.
Mismanagement of locks and not understanding how, you know, canals are supposed to work, I guess.
Yeah, I guess if you put the government in charge of the ocean, they'll screw that one up, too.
Well, if they're doing this badly with the locks, we can't let them take over the bagels.
Last year, I traveled with Luke Rudowski of We Are Change, writes Jeff Berwick from the Dollar Vigilante, into the G7 in Munich. I wanted to see for myself what happened at these places. As I reported, it was one big party where they were pouring $1,000 bottles of champagne like water for the mainstream media. We told them the real story was just an hour south in Austria at the Bilderberg meeting, and no one had heard of it. When we showed up the day before Bilderberg, we somehow managed to infiltrate the hotel and found there was no one there but the White House press corps. We were astonished. Was the White House press corps going to be covering the Bilderberg meeting? Nope. They'd never heard of it. We told them that it was one of the... We told them what it was, and one mainstream bigwig told us off the record after a copious amount of drinks, quote, "You guys are real journalists. We just get a paycheck and do what we're told," unquote. The White House press left the next morning just as the black helicopter started to circle the hotel, and the Austrian chief of police escorted us out. That is and has been my experience with the media my entire life. It's a complete and total joke at best. And so when I heard that Venezuela had now entered into hyperinflation and Caracas was lawless and the murder capital of the world, I tried to find any media coverage of what was going on there and found none. So they went there, and we'll tell you more about their experience here in moments. You can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
for over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453 is our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. And kudos to Jeff Berwick from the Dollar Vigilante and Luke Radowski from We Are Change for actually going to Venezuela, which is something that probably people should not generally do. It is not a very safe place to visit. In fact, we're going to share with you some of the audio from the We Are Change video. It's about an 11-plus minute video, and it's really interesting, and it gives you kind of a peek into the world of what things are actually like there. It's just extreme poverty and violence. People are so frightened, they're not even coming out at nighttime in the capital city. We'll continue here. Also, there's a movement in healthcare today, a movement of people ready to stand up and take charge of their healthcare. People like you who are tired of paying too much for healthcare and getting too little. People who are standing up for their values and letting their conscience make decisions based on timeless principles. It's a movement that's sweeping the nation, and you should be part of it. Liberty HealthShare is leading the movement of people who are looking for an alternative to traditional health insurance. They're a healthcare sharing organization full of people who are sharing the cost of healthcare in an easy and efficient way. Choose your own doctor, your own hospital, and live out your values in healthcare. Join the movement, and let's change healthcare for good. Go to joinlhs.com for Liberty Health Share or call them toll-free at 800-722-8041. That's joinlhs.com or 800-722-8041 for Liberty Health Share. Your comments on socialism, that's what Bernie Sanders wants, isn't it? I mean, he's an admitted socialist.
I don't know if he wants our comments, though.
What do you mean?
Well, he's in favor of socialism, and he doesn't want people giving comments in opposition to socialism, so I don't think he wants our comments.
I see what you're saying. Well, I want your comments, and the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. But what is it that socialism will bring? Well, you know, the people who are advocates of socialism will say, well, you can't look at Venezuela, because that's just Hugo Chavez and Nicolas Maduro. That's not real socialism. If you put Bernie Sanders in charge, then he would do socialism the right way.
Well, they would also say
he would
that,
do democratic socialism.
Right. Bernie wants democratic socialism where, you know, you vote yourself into it. You don't just impose it.
Well, now they're voting for Nicolas Maduro down there. He's won an election.
Yeah, they voted for Chavez. He won in a landslide.
More than once.
So that was definitely, you know, they will say that it's somehow different from democratic socialism, but I don't see what distinction they're making.
So let's go with some of the audio here from WeAreChange.org on their YouTube channel. Really really interesting video that they shot down there, and they were obviously at serious personal risk just even being there doing this.
This is Grudowski of WeAreChange.org here in the barrios of Caracas, Venezuela, one of the top murder capitals of the world. What am I doing here? I'm crazy.
There's just garbage everywhere, by the way, in the video footage that you're obviously not seeing here because you're on the radio. The barrio, not a real pretty place.
As a journalist, I try to give you stories that all the other journalists are afraid to show you. I want to show you the raw truths of exactly what's happening in this world, but I think I did too much coming here to Venezuela. I'm joined by another crazy man, the one and only Jeff Berwick of the Dollar Vigilante, and the things that we have experienced, the things that we have seen here in Venezuela are absolutely insane. Jeff, just go off some of the things we saw here.
Well, I think just coming out of the airport and being told by, we actually were met by some people that we knew, and them telling us that this is the most dangerous area, is just walking out of the airport. And then we found out after we left that just a few hours earlier, a man was killed. They attempted to rob or kidnap him, and then he was killed. That was just our initial.
At the airport is what he means.
Well, the airport's the only place people have any real money.
Of course, we had to change money inside the airport because to get the amount of hyperinflation here is actually just unbelievable. You need a backpack full of money to buy a dinner. And then once we got into town, it was just crazy story after crazy story of and we're just seeing the lineups. This is a true country in collapse. This is a hyperinflation and socialism reaching its ultimate end.
This is a true economic Armageddon. Venezuela is in a state of emergency right now. Its currency has been devalued 92% since the last 2 years.
There was an article that we shared a little while back where somebody put together a classic Venezuelan sandwich, and they wanted to get the price of what it cost to put that sandwich together.
What's on a classic?
I don't remember what it was called. That's why I didn't name the actual name of the sandwich. But he put together this, you know, sandwich, and then a week later put together the same sandwich, and, you know, again priced it out, the bread, the meat, the whatever, tomatoes, whatever was on there, and the price had doubled in a 1 week time frame. So you'll see coming up here, they visit a restaurant where there's actually, you know, price listings that are in paper attached to the menu because they have to keep updating the prices constantly, you know, every few days.
If only they could afford computers, they could have little lit price boards that changed automatically.
Well, you know, to be fair to the folks in Venezuela, there are people with computers. There is some semblance of internet access. It's not as bad as North Korea, but it's still pretty bad and definitely getting worse.
Alone, and the things we have been experiencing here. I mean, I grew up in Brooklyn in the 90s. I saw people shot. I saw people stabbed. My friends got killed. I went through all that, but what I've experienced here is far more than I thought I would ever see anywhere in the world, and it's like the criminality is brought on by the government as a way to control the people. Like, we were driving by and our fixer showed us this huge building, And he was like, yeah, this is a building, a skyscraper, that's being run by a criminal organization. There's people squatting in there, and this is where all the kidnapping happens. But you walk around town, and there's government-mandated signs saying gun-free zones everywhere you go, and no smoking signs. While there's massive, incredible crime, our fixer lost two of his best friends who were murdered on two separate incidences just 6 months ago alone. I mean, we were out just walking around last night. Just tell us, like, what was like that experience for you?
It's the first time I've really seen anything like this. It's truly reaching the end of the socialism here.
That's interesting because Jeff Berwick is a pretty worldly guy. He's done a lot of traveling. He lives in Mexico, in Acapulco.
Yes.
He hosts a conference down there called An Acapulco. And he, you know, from my understanding, has done quite a bit of traveling and has sampled a lot of what the world has to offer. And he's saying he's never seen anything this bad. So that means it's probably pretty awful.
So I was trying to pull up the info that you had cited about the guy building the sandwich. Wasn't able to find that, but I did find that back in November, McDonald's brought back French fries to Venezuela after a 10-month absence.
Because they couldn't get potatoes or what?
I don't know why the fries were absent, but a large fry, and this, again, from November of last year, okay. A large fry was $126.
$126 boulevards or?
No. $126 U.S. dollars.
Oh, my God.
That's 800 boulevard. Wow. And the official conversion rate of the time. A small fry was 500 bolivars, which translated to 79 U.S. dollars. Found something else. A 36-pack of condoms, this from February of last year. CNBC reported a 36-pack of condoms sold for 750 U.S. dollars. Other things
this
were
is all
also
on the official
expensive.
Market. Right. Nobody in their right mind is going to pay that kind of money for condoms. They're going to buy right. them in the black market. So,
yes.
They can get them.
Right.
Hopefully they can.
If they can get them, exactly.
That would be a great business, though. I mean,
sell condoms in the black market?
A business and a humanitarian thing, because there's going to be a massive die-off of population there. They've consumed so much capital that they can't support the number of people they've got left. And if they don't get the the population just has to fall there.
If it's not because they're dying off, it'll be because they're leaving and going to other places where they can actually survive.
Yeah, that's true, too, although I suspect that there aren't many places that are going to want to take a lot of refugees.
To be true, toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. More of Jeff and Luke's experiences there from WeAreChange.org in Venezuela. It's a pretty shocking video, and I imagine they've got more to come. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too?
ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to FastWealthFast.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to FastWealthFast.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Playing a fascinating video from We Are Change. Luke Radowski is the main guy over there. He also has Jeff Berwick with him from the Dollar Vigilante. They've gone down to Venezuela, and they are in the barrios of the capital city down there, Caracas. And it is just absolutely horrifying sight, just such poverty everywhere, and further, there's actually no guns allowed either, so the crime rate is absolutely staggering. They're going to address that coming up here in moments. Ian Rich and Daryl in the studio here tonight. You can join us online anytime you want. Just go to freetalklive.com, get interactive there. And it's important to learn about what's going on outside of the United States, because this can be useful information. It can be instructive. When someone's saying they want to have socialism, do they even know what they're talking about? Do they know what the consequences are of using forced wealth redistribution on people? What happens to people when you take the what they've earned and then, when the government, rather, takes what they've earned and then spends it in the way bureaucrats and politicians think are important? Well, one of the things that happens is when you get money away from the individuals who earned it, then the decisions that are made with that money are not made as accurately. If you're spending your money, you know best how to spend it. If you give the money to me, I might do okay at spending it with your, kind of whatever your intentions were, but I'm not going to do as good of a job as you because I'm not going to be in full possession of all of the information that you have.
Well, not only that, but generally, and I am going to make this a little more personal, not necessarily with you because I don't think you would do this, but a lot of people would. If I say, I want you to go buy a car, mm-hmm. and I'm paying for it, you're going to get a nicer car than if you were paying for it.
Than you would otherwise.
Because it's not your money that you're spending.
Right. Now, what I was giving you an example was if I was doing it with your approval, right? Like, if you gave me money in order to get something for you or whatever, to do something for
you. If I gave you a set amount of money and said, here's $10, go buy me some groceries, you might know what I want. But if I just say, here's my credit card, go get stuff that you want.
Right. But the other point I was going to make was, that's like the first level of removal. So first, you are best with your money. If you give your money to someone who you choose to give it to, you know, they might do okay. If someone who's not your friend acquires your money and then supposedly is spending it for your benefit, because what people like Bernie Sanders would propose is that, well, we just want to give everyone free health care and free education. It's all about you. We're helping. We're here to help. We're the government. Well, look, when your money is taken from you by strangers who are purportedly using it for your best interests, they're completely disconnected from what it is that you think is important. Sure, you might be able to send them an email. Oh, you can email your representative as though they actually represent you, when in point of fact, they are representing most accurately themselves and their campaign contributors. They're not representing you. So the further away, the further disconnected that your money is from you, the less well spent it becomes. And, you know, so again, if money is forcibly taken from you, which is what the government does, they forcibly take money from you. And, of course, the more in a socialist system, a progressive taxation system, the more you earn, the more they take, which means that you are then incentivized to, or rather de-incentivized from actually making any money. Because if you're going to get, you know, if you cross, I don't know, whatever the arbitrary levels are, if you cross from 50,000 into 75,000 and then you cross from the, you know, 80% to 90%, you might just decide, you know what, I feel comfortable here at 50,000 or whatever. Why achieve anything? Why get to the point of, you know, having any kind of wealth for yourself if you know it's just going to be taken from you and spent at the whims of some bureaucrats? So this is just one of the reasons why socialism fails. Central planning doesn't work because the central planners are disconnected from market signals, not just the signals of the people whose money they've taken, but also the signals of, you know, anyone in the marketplace who wants to decide how that money is spent. It's always going to be spent at the whims of the politicians and for the benefit of their friends and to punish their enemies. That's how it is here in the United States. And if you make it worse by putting on more progressive taxation, because we already have that to some extent here, it's only going to make it so that the people in the government are more wealthy. It will divide. You know, you hear a lot about the rich-poor divide. Well, guess what? Under socialism, that becomes even more pronounced. The people
right.
who more people become poor, and then there's a very, very small class of elites at the very top. So Nicolas Maduro in
the
Venezuela.
Thing about that though is it's much harder to quantify because everything is based on favors and graft, and you scratch my back and I'll scratch yours. It's not as clean and simple as dealing in money.
Well, I guess I see what you're saying, but my point being, Nicolas Maduro, the president of Venezuela, mm-hmm. he can use a hairdryer if he wants to. He's telling the women. Yeah.
He's only telling the women.
Yeah.
He's not telling the men.
That's right. So he's telling women, stop using hairdryers, stop drying clothes, you know, hang the clothes out to dry. We've got an economic emergency, an energy emergency. But you better believe that whatever, you know, equivalent of the White House it is that he's living in, he's doing just fine. He's still got his personal chef. They've still got food in the pantry. The executives, the high boss men of these political parties, they're doing fine. In fact, you know, Kim Jong-un is quite plump, whereas he's telling his people in North Korea now to prepare for another possible famine.
The last line in that book, Animal Farm, is that eventually the pigs became indistinguishable from the men, which is to say that the new socialist leaders had become basically exactly like the leaders that they had replaced, but worse.
The revolution.
Yeah.
Didn't work out so well for the people, after all. And in fact, it is called the People's Republic of North Korea. Let's go on here with Jeff Berwick and Luke Radowski from We Are Change as they report from the barrios of Venezuela.
Ultimate end that socialism always ends in. It's also reaching just the end of the currency, the hyperinflation. And I've heard it's hundreds of percent a month right now. And we went to some of the restaurants and all the prices on the menu are in paper and they like taped onto the menu because they have to change it every week, and sometimes even more than that. It's changing that fast. It's really, like, it's interesting, and you brought up the gun-free zones. That's the most interesting part to me, is no one is allowed to have a gun, and this is the murder capital of the world.
You know, just before he goes on to the gun-free zone thing, the United States print menu prices change, too. Inflation happens here. Rich, you were making some really good commentary about hyperinflation, but it's important to point out for those who don't know, you know, inflation is a thing when it comes to government-controlled currencies.
Yes.
Hyperinflation is just another level of inflation. Inflation is what happens when the government prints out more money, and then generally you'll see a rise in prices as the dollars, there's more dollars in circulation, so they're sort of chasing after the same amount of goods.
And one thing that most people don't realize, the Federal Reserve actually has in their stated purpose to maintain inflation.
That's important for them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because it allows them, you know, by printing money, they can, again, just with their buddies, their contractors, military-industrial complex, other politically connected people, they can give them the printed money, and they benefit directly. Whoever it is that first receives that freshly printed money, that's a, you know, gold mine for them. But then after it starts to sort of distribute down into the economy, then you start to see the prices of everything go up.
Yeah, the value of your money falls when they spend theirs.
Right. The politically connected aren't really so worried about it because they're just awash in cash. And if you're super wealthy, then, you know, inflation isn't a huge deal. But if you're poor, the inflation hurts you disproportionately. So it really is a tax. It's a tax on everybody that has any kind of stored wealth, but it certainly is a tax on the poorest of us.
Yeah.
Let's go on here from Venezuela.
So we walk into the hotel at night because we're a little crazy. We're told by everyone, don't go out, and we went out. There was no one anywhere. It was like a ghost town.
They're showing a video of the streets, and he's not exaggerating. There's no one on the streets.
And when we get back, the security guard is hiding behind the door because he doesn't have a gun, and the bad people all have guns.
Yeah, security guards are not allowed to have guns here. There's gun-free zones everywhere, and criminality and murder and kidnapping is at a level that is extremely, extremely shocking. Our fixer has a huge medical kit with him in case me and Jeff get stabbed or shot here. We have tinted out windows so no one sees who we are. We always got a locked door. Last night we were walking with a mutual Tinder match that we had, and we were walking from a car to another secure kind of castle club area behind. And as we're walking, she just sees a regular guy, and she's like, and she's running, and we're like, whoa, what the hell? Like, I'm just like mentally getting prepared for anything to happen, and it's just another guy walking down the street. We're driving around, and it's totally, completely locked down. I mean, you're going to see some more footage on this YouTube channel as well as Jeff's YouTube channel.
I got to say, I'm looking forward to it because I'm seeing more of their footage from this because it just sounds absolutely horrifying. There's more from the We Are Change folks. We can share that with you. You can also share your thoughts with us. Coming up, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That allows you to join us here. 855-450-3733. Plus, there's a gas leak prank on a Burger King. We'll tell you about it.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With Easy DNS, you found a keeper. Easy DNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. Easy DNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Free Talk Live is having a huge sale on ads. If you have a local business, contact this station. They'll help you out. But if you do business nationally through a website, a brand, or a call center, Free Talk Live ads are 66% off until April 16th. I can't give you the rates here, but I can tell you the packages are as low as $500. We're on 170-plus stations. We do endorsements. We have a big old online audience. Contact Mark at freetalklive.com. We've never had a sale this big. Mark at freetalklive.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.